Now to Washington, where the Federal Communications Commission is losing one of its two Democrats. There are three Republicans. Mignon Clyburn was appointed to the commission by President Obama in 2009, and she's been on the losing side of a number of battles in recent months at the Republican-controlled FCC. Most notably, she opposed the FCC's moves to undo Obama-era net neutrality rules that were designed to prevent so-called internet fast lanes for some providers and the slowing or blocking of content for others. Mignon Clyburn joins us. And Commissioner, you're currently the longest-serving member on the FCC. Why are you stepping down now?
Why now? Because I think the time is right for me. I've spent nearly 9 years at the FCC. I've seen a lot of great policy decisions. I've been a part of enabling broadband connectivity all over this country, bringing awareness to those who are on the wrong side of the opportunities and technology and economic divide and how a connected America, what that could mean for them. I have done all that I know how to do to bring a voice, to bring awareness to consumers' needs. And so I concluded that my effectiveness would be more so realized on the outside as opposed to staying at the commission.
You spent years helping to craft national net neutrality rules. Those rules are in the process of being dismantled by the Republican majority on the FCC. What's it like for you to see that happen?
It's disturbing. It took us years, and we used this inclusive, painstaking process in order to achieve the balance that looked out and took into account consumers' needs. And to see all of that being put at risk, it's painful. It was unnecessary.
Senate Democrats are preparing to force a procedural vote next week on restoring net neutrality rules. It's not expected to succeed, but what do you make of the fact that Congress is attempting to take up this issue?
They're listening to the citizens back home. More than 80% of them are in support of strong net neutrality principles. They're looking at those two states and more than 30 other states that are considering their own legislation. Six states have put executive orders in place. They say, if you do business in our state, you will abide by those net neutrality principles. They're listening to the will of the people because the federal government has punted. The federal government that when my parents were coming up, it was a positive backstop when it came to ensuring those opportunities and those freedoms. And state and local governments are the only backstops that people have now.
What's your response then to FCC Chair Ajit Pai, who says that loosening regulations on net neutrality is going to spur broadband in low-income areas, rural areas like Louisiana, where he was speaking this week?
Well, if he were to go to those communities and ask those individuals who their provider is, he would have heard that in at least half of those communities, there's only one option. And in some communities, there are no real options. Again, if you really tell and dissect and tell people exactly what the future holds for them, that a monopoly will be the gatekeeper potentially when it comes to their access over the internet, if he were to be transparent about what the future holds for them, I guarantee you he would not have gotten a great reception.
Phone rates in prisons was also an important issue for you. The FCC had capped the price of calls to inmates at $1 a minute. The FCC now under President Trump has changed course. How have people been impacted by that change?
They have seen their rates, particularly when it comes to intrastate rates, those rates that people are charged inside of the state, they've seen them go up. We made some initial strides, positive strides, with interstates, meaning calls between states. But what happened when we made that, commitment rationalize, those rates in between states, what those companies did was shift the cost to that more unregulated infrastructure when it comes to intrastate rates. So what we're seeing is people are actually paying more to call loved ones inside of the states. And the FCC is silent, is sitting on its hands, and there is no agency that is stepping up to the plate.
Well, you've been credited as being a commissioner who looked out for the neglected. Who will pick up your mantle?
I am hoping my successor will. There are millions that are don't have broadband at home. There are millions who don't have a dial tone. I am hopeful that that individual will hear those voices and will be an advocate for change.
But without your voice on the commission, you've left that a bit up to chance.
Well, what was going to happen by the end of the year, as you know, Mina, I was going to have to leave. So my time of service was up. But look, I'm not going far. So while I won't have a vote, I will still have a voice, and you will hear it.
Mignon Clyburn, outgoing commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, thanks for talking with us.
It has been my pleasure.